Most illegal immigrants, over 90% of the illegal immigrants flying into the United States through the Biden administration's one border program on their little app deal, they're flown into Florida and Texas. Let's get into it. Here we go. So saying earlier that this is the program where if you're an illegal immigrant and you check in on the app and you get a sponsor in the United States and you've got a basically a date, you can fly into the United States. Just, you know, if you provide your own resources to get into the United States, you get flown in and you go to Texas or you go to Florida. And this is the program. It's not secret. That's what the government claims, but nobody knows about it. So it's secret, right? It's secret. I mean, this is just, it's like, what? I've talked earlier about we've had those holiday seasons where there's just huge, enormous, long lines of clearly migrants coming into the United States. And everybody's like, what's going on here? What's the dealio here? Well, now, years later, because of basically Freedom of Information Act requests to the United States government, we're finding out, oh, okay, this is the deal. Recent data from the Center for Immigration Studies suggests that about 90% of the roughly 386,000 illegal immigrants, 386,000, I think it's like 326, have actually flown in to Florida and Texas. They've flown into the United States under the Biden administration's parole program for illegal immigrants from certain countries that have been admitted to the country at ports of entry in Florida and Texas. So you got a handful of countries. You've always got like Guatemala, and you've got Haiti. Now you've got Haiti, you've got Venezuela, you got these countries where things are a little rough there. You got a little bit of violence, you got a little bit of gang action going on. And so the United States has got these programs with these countries, and we're just flying them in, What could go wrong? And this is the, so when it says parole program, that is basically you bring them in, give them a court hearing, and then parole them into the United States. So we're flying them in, kind of checking out who they are. One of my other topics today is going to be the fact that U.S. immigration starts offering a third gender operation on the citizenship form. A third. You can now, are you male? No. Are you female? No. Are you X? Yes. I am the X category. What is that? Are we looking for a male suspect or a female suspect? Neither. It says X on their immigration status. What are we looking for? Do we need yet another layer of shenanigans coming into the United States border, coming through the United States border? No, we don't. But this is what we're getting. It's absolute insanity, right? It's just like, what? Why would we be doing that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. So the Center for Immigration Studies explained that the data obtained from U.S. Customs and Border Protection shows that initial landings of illegal immigrants have been heavily concentrated in Florida and Texas. However, the final destinations of the illegal immigrants may be other states. Postmillennial reported that both Florida and Texas have transported large numbers of illegal immigrants to other states. And you always hear about Texas and Florida. And I always just thought it was because, well, you got DeSantis in Florida and you've got Greg Abbott in Texas, and they're proactive in not having a whole, you know, millions and millions of illegals just plunked down in their state. So they actively, you know, bus them or fly them to wherever, you know, these folks want to go. So the whole thing is just this wild mess. And, you know, a piece of legislation that everybody blames, well, if you really wanted to do something about the border, Republicans wouldn't have shut it down. That was terrible. I mean, it allowed so many illegals to just come in. It elevated the new norm of, all right, yeah, we're just going to bring in millions upon millions of people, and we're just going to make it norm. Because remember that, I mean, we passed that bill. This is just normal. So this is the Biden administration's program referenced in the Center for Immigration Studies allows as many as 30,000 individuals each month from, here's your countries, Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua to enter the United States. Haiti, not exactly stable, right? You got barbecue there, right? And you got the YouTuber going to find out, going to see barbecue. He's one of the gang leaders, drug gang leaders. You got Cuba. Oh, we'll just take everybody from Cuba. How about Venezuela? Venezuela is just tippy top of the list of political instability, and you've got people fleeing there. Nicaragua. I mean, what could go wrong bringing 30,000 individuals from these countries in a month? And this is just this one program, right? Never mind all the people going through Mexico and coming in. Just insanity. One of the other reports that's out there recently has been all the craziness at the Darien Gap. Been shut down, been open. You've got you got Colombia on the southern side, and you got Panama on the northern. Or is it Panama? I'm blanking on the other country. Now it's maybe that is Panama. But I was reading one stat that Doctors Without Borders was reporting 16 sexual assaults per day on average just in the Darien Gap. And they think that's super low because most people don't want to jeopardize their, you know, getting to the United States by tattling on the, you know, whatever entities are bringing them through, you know, these crazy countries. But you've just got some, you know, just some real violence happening. And when you've got United States just bringing 30,000 in this one program alone in a month, it's no wonder people are, you know, trying their best to get into the United States, because why wouldn't you? Another one of my topics today is going to be, this one. Denver warns new migrants to leave, says lack of resources means they will suffer. Come to the United States. However, we don't have the resources in the city that you want to be in, so you need to go elsewhere. That's literally what the right-hand man, Mike Johnston, is saying. He's the mayor of Denver. He comes right out and says it, and somebody at one of these meetings, it was a meeting of, you know, where they were talking to people saying, hey, we don't have the resources to take care of you. This is going to be way worse for you if you stay here in Denver than if you go to New York or you go to Chicago, where they've got, you know, these sanctuary cities. So it's this huge entanglement of people coming into the country illegally. And then once they get here, just this enormous debacle when they get here, to the point where a big city like Denver is, oh yeah, I know we said, you're welcome to come here. And hey, we're going to set everything up for you. It's going to be great. We're going to hand out whatever you need. But hey, maybe you should go take a look at New York City. They're giving out debit cards. So maybe you should go there. Yeah. Who wants to go there? Everybody says, no, we want to stay here in Denver. They've got community in Denver, and they believe Denver is, you know, the place for them. They've spent how many months or whatever just trying to get into the United States, and then they finally get to Denver, and they're told, yeah, no more room at the end. All right, we don't have enough resources for you. What a shenanigans. You've just got shenanigans around the clock on this stuff, right? So prior to program implementation in 2023, the Miami field office logged 4,600 customs officer encounters of nine nationalities in fiscal year 21 and 3,508 in fiscal year 2022. And the numbers have just gone up to 186,000 in fiscal year 2023. I mean, super small numbers. And then boom, this massive, massive spike. Most of them are Cuban, Haitian, Venezuelan, and Nicaraguan. There you go. Why are we importing so many folks from these countries and making excuses for why we're doing it? Oh, it's not a secret program. Well, how come we didn't just openly disclose it? Oh, well, you know, political fallout and the look wouldn't have been good. It would, you know, just, one of those things. Oh, that's not a secret program. That's our one, you know, border protection program, whatever it's called, the app thing. And it was rumored that the program that they're flying these in on was going to be discontinued last year. And that's why there was that massive surge through October, November, and December. We're seeing numbers start to ramp back up. You're seeing those numbers. And I say by this summer, you're just going to be going gangbusters, right? Going gangbusters. Here's a second article on the same topic here. Illegal program. I love how DeSantis and Abbott call it the illegal program. Because it is, because it's based on parole, and parole is meant for situations, and I've talked about this, you know, many, many times, like where you've got Ukraine, you've got citizens from Ukraine seeking political asylum coming to the U.S., and they need to get, you know, get into the country and get up and running. So you send them a court hearing and say, hey, you need to show up at this court hearing, but it's not meant for millions and millions and millions of people. It's not meant for that. That's the abuse. That is the illegal part that both Governor DeSantis and Greg Abbott are contending. Hey, this is illegal. This isn't what we're supposed to be doing. This isn't what parole means. Parole means getting people into the country that have legit contentions that they're there for political asylum, essentially, or asylum based on legal basis. And I forget what percentage most recently, but vast majority of the folks that are being let into the country right now don't qualify for asylum the way that it's meant to be. So what are we even doing? Yeah, we're just stacking the books. I mean, that's what it seems like, right? Stacking the books. So it's an illegal program. They're bringing people in who don't have a right to be in this country from foreign countries, DeSantis said on Wednesday. I love hearing. Meanwhile, I've got my governor, you know, protecting stripper pole rights. I mean, literally. Got my state going, all right, we're going to give the guys that like to watch ladies take their clothes off, we're going to give them booze, and then we're going to take that distance that we used to have between the customer and the dancer, and we're going to eliminate that. We're going to give them booze, and we're going to call it the stripper rights program. They signed a bill in. It's just like, okay, all right. Meanwhile, you got DeSantis in Florida across the country, you know, just literally speaking basic truth. And it's so straightforward. And when I hear him versus my governor, I'm just like, yeah. His administration highlighted a study by the Center for Immigration Studies, the one we just kind of read about, using Customs and Border Protection data, reported that migrants admitted to the U.S. via the parole program for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans were overwhelmingly flying to Miami. 326 migrants so far to Miami. This is but one of the many examples of how Biden's egregious and unlawful immigration policies are disproportionately taxing the resources of certain states, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody said in a statement on Tuesday. As with Biden's other unlawful policies, we will continue to fight the CHNV program in court. The policy was first announced for Venezuelans in October of 2022. It feels like this has been ramped up, right? It feels like this has been ramped up on the down low. Just, oh, hey, yeah, okay, all right. And then you've got this Center for Immigration Studies. They're doing work. And you know who met with them recently or is meeting with them? Biden administration. Yeah, we need to talk to those guys. They keep pushing our buttons and coming up with our, you know, not secret programs. Shenanigans, right? So, first announced for Venezuelans in October 2022, which allowed a limited number to fly or travel directly into the U.S. as long as they had not entered illegally. How many illegals do we have committing crimes right now? I mean, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but you're seeing story after story after story. You know, people that have been, you know, kicked back out of the country, come back in. Weapons violations. They got all kinds of stuff on their criminal record. And, you know, what are we doing? I mean, everybody needs political asylum, right? No. Toss them, I say. They had a sponsor. So they could come in as long as they had not entered the illegal. They had a sponsor in the U.S. and passed certain biometrics and biographical vetting. Which sex are you? Are you male? No. Female? I am the big X. X marks the spot. The program does not itself facilitate flights, and migrants are responsible for their own travel. Well, they can work that one out, right? They can work that one out. I'm sure there's entities here in the United States that are just ponying up for those. So in January 2023, the administration announced that the program was expanding to include Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Cubans, and that the program would allow up to 30,000 people per month. I mean, we've already got a debacle on our hands, you know, not only in Texas and Florida, but, you know, long term in Chicago. You got Let's Go Brandon Johnson there just trying to figure out what to do because he's barely able to take care of what he's got going on. And now 30,000 a month, you know, coming into Texas and coming into Florida, and they are, you know, straight sending them. All right. You want to go to California? We'll send you to San Diego. You want to go to wherever? So, you know, the places that they are ending up are in California. And they're ending up in Chicago, and they're ending up in, you know, Philadelphia. Would you like to end up there? No, thank you. You know, it's Chicago, New York are the couple of the really big ones. And those states are basically saying, yeah, we've got our hands full with what we've already got. And as these numbers surge, what's that going to look like? It's not going to be good. This is not a responsible approach. You need to secure the border and just tame these numbers way down. I know that it can't go to zero. It just can't go to zero because you're just going to have people getting through no matter what. But, you know, unless you put the U.S. military into it, right? What if we did that? Line them up on the border. You got drones flying around. I mean, I guess it can be done, but the United States, especially in, you know, states like California and Arizona, they're not going out of their way to stop it, are they? No, and they've got their own programs to begin with. So it allows for migrants to receive work permits and a 2-year authorization to live in the U.S., and it was announced alongside an expansion of Title 42 expulsions to include those nationalities. By the end of February 2024, more than 386,000 had arrived under the parole program. Yeah, it's part of the administration's strategy to expand unlawful pathways. You've got this as a lawful pathway that we're not really discussing. Nobody's really said anything. And until this entity, the Center for Immigration Studies, and until they started kind of really honing in on the numbers, we didn't really know what this looked like. And then once they exposed that, everybody's like, oh, holy cow. We didn't know it was going to be that many people. And it's kind of like that legislation. All right. We're going to allow up to 5,000 people a day, and then we're going to do this, 8,000 a day, and we trigger this. That means that you've allowed that many people in. It's like a million something people a year, you know, when you're not shutting the border down. And those numbers are just the identified ones. They're not the gotaways. They're not all the other ones coming into the United States because everybody knows that it's fair game to come into the United States, get what you need, and, you know, start getting your life built in the Estados Unidos. Just absolutely crazy. I feel like we're getting hammered from a whole bunch of different ends. You know what I mean? It just feels like, what? You're doing what? So no wonder Florida and Texas have been on the front end of shuffling these people out. They get flown into their states. All right, let's get them on a bus. Let's get them out of here. Chicago, New York, Philly, D.C., San Diego, where would you like to go? Dallas? Dallas is another strong option because then they can take a bus from there. So it typically comes down to kind of these regionally centered hubs. And it has to do with affordable busing, affordable flights, and regions where, you know, you get them up to those cities and then they take a bus or figure out transportation everywhere else. But Denver is the no-go at the moment. Denver is saying, we can't deal with it. Don't have enough resources. Another article I was reading was how in New York City, a family of four illegal immigrants is now getting paid more per month than a family with a disabled vet in it. I mean, the numbers are just, it's crazy. So illegals are getting more than veterans of the United States military. So how does that work? How is that fair? I mean, and we don't even know if these people are going to qualify for asylum long term. We don't know. They haven't had their hearing yet. Right? Are we just going to rubber stamp each one of those hearings? Doesn't seem like it, but feels like that's actually kind of what's going on. And the long-term goal here? Yeah. Is it to shift the population? Shift the census? I mean, it doesn't seem like these are not the cream de la cream of the crop, are they? No. No, they're not. And yet they're coming into the country anyway. And they're coming in through programs like this. And it's become obvious, all right, they're sending them into Texas and Florida because Texas and Florida basically have no choice but to facilitate. We got to get them off our books. Let's move them elsewhere. And they've also, I think Texas in January, February had spent $150 million in bus fare. Driving these people. Did you guys see the lawsuit that the companies that drove the illegals, or was it flying or driving? I can't remember. I think it was driving. It was bus rides into Martha's Vineyard can sue those companies. Yeah. The judge said, no, you can't sue the governor and you can't sue the states. You can sue the companies facilitating travel into Martha's Vineyard because a number of them were pissed off. The Martha's Vineyard said, oh, no, you can't be here, and sent them packing. So there's literally a lawsuit going on for that. It's like, okay, how does that differ at all from what I'm talking about here? You know, 326,000 illegal immigrants flown by the U.S. government, authorized by the U.S. government into Texas and Florida. How does that differ any more than Texas or Florida sending a bus to, maybe it was a plane, I can't remember, to Martha's Vineyard? How does that differ? So a lawsuit? No, that's ridiculous. But there's a lot of ridiculous stuff going on. You know, like here in Washington State, you got to, strippers, you know, Bill of Rights. Literally, that was my 9:15 podcast this morning. Got some crazy stuff going on. You got some wild stuff going on. All right, I'm going to move on to the next segment here. I think we've beaten this one to death, but know that this is one of those behind the scenes with a whole bunch of numbers to it. And because it's kind of this program that's secret but not, You got illegals coming at you from 10 different ways from Sunday, right? Yeah, that's happening. Thank you so much for joining this podcast. Love to have you as a subscriber if you haven't already. Hit that like button if you enjoyed this content. Hit the notification bell. We're dropping 2 videos a day, Monday through Friday, 1 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Live streaming Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thanks again for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.